Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of May, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, quiet, a little bit mixed. Same for the European stock markets, mixed, small gains, small losses. The Americas, a little bit easier. The S&P down nearly 11 points, 0.77%. The NASDAQ down a little bit more as Apple eased back. In long-dated government bonds, getting a quiet day, some stalling of upward momentum, but no weakness or slowing of upward momentum for the futures prices, but no actual selling today, and the yields for German bunds hit new all-time lows today. What else can we say here? The story of the day really concerned the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, that's the CME, raising margins for non-hedged accounts. That means non-trade accounts, and in terms of the people who are end users or producers, this is in line with the new CFTC ruling, and that weighed heavily on the prices of a number of commodities, not least crude oil prices, pushing the Brent down to 116. That's $2 down, and the WTI down $2.6 to 102.61. Gold fell back to 1630. Silver dipped below $30, but is currently at $30.10. Platinum down $29 to 1535. Industrial metals all lower, copper at 573.65. One of the exceptions here, natural gas, was firmer once again. Rough rice bounced a little bit. Lumber and sugar. Sugar's been hit hard recently, but a little firmer in the States. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, you're probably tired of hearing it, but it's going to go on for a while. This is still a corrective phase here for most stock markets. In response to the excellent gains that we saw from the beginning of October, and particularly from the beginning of January of this year, and subsequently, I mean, all markets were rallying over that period, and subsequently, then they've gone into various different degrees of corrective mode. Some really haven't corrected at all, such as some of the ASEAN markets, Thailand, Philippines, which have actually moved to new all-time highs recently. The opposite extreme, we've had the weakness of the European periphery markets and the weakness of the European bank sector. Wall Street's been one of the standouts, but has, aside from a brief new high for the Dow earlier in the week, we've seen a little bit of softening in here with the S&P back below the $1,400 level, and the NASDAQ a bit weaker as the share price of Apple, which is a big influence there, continues to consolidate its earlier overall gains, and what I feel will very definitely be a reversion to the mean process in terms of the mean approximated by the rising 200-day moving average. Wonderful companies, I've said repeatedly, but something that we have been very bullish of and remain very bullish of for the long term, but not here in the short term, because trees don't grow to the sky, to coin a phrase. And it's every time we see these accelerated, big accelerations to the upside, they tend to end in significant shakeouts, at least going back to the mean, and very often, more often than not, lower. So I think that that will take place, and that will create another great buying opportunity for what is the world's largest company right now. The action, the rotational moves that we're getting suggests that this is just a corrective phase within a cyclical bull market. But the action also suggests that this will continue here for a while longer. There is slower growth. This is not a replay of the corrective phase that we saw in 2011, which actually turned into, for many stock markets, a cyclical bear trend. And we're unlikely to see that for anything other than the most besieged markets, which would include some of the European periphery markets. They're incidentally affected additionally by these elections that are coming up, and that will keep people on edge a little bit. So again, it's Europe which is the focal point of most of the global concerns, but I've said repeatedly it's not going to, I think, cause the sort of paralytic fear that we had last year. And let's hope that remains the case here. Now, this CFTC or the move, really it's the CME move in response to the CFTC, Commodities Futures Trading Commission, ruling that walloped commodity prices here today. The main reason for that is that the Obama administration, and I think it's really sort of a bit of a bipartisan effort here to take some of the speculation out of commodity prices, and particularly crude oil. You're probably well aware, certainly American subscribers are well aware, that the price of gasoline in the United States has been very much an election issue. And I've long said that these commodities were not intended to be viewed as investment assets, and that it would cause problems. And we've seen that with crude oil, which had rallied up to the highs that we saw around this time last year. And that's a drag on global GDP growth and, of course, stock market performance in kind. And part of this weakness that we're seeing in commodities right now, the CME announcement is just very recent, but prices have been trending downwards for the continuous commodity index. That's that unweighted old CRB, which is probably the most accurate overall guide of what's happening generally in a broad selection of commodities. And that's been falling for over a year now, currently testing the December lows and looking as if it could quite easily go through them. So that's an indication of, yes, somewhat less speculative activity, which is a good thing overall. It's also an indication that we don't have quite the weather-type disasters in some of the agricultural commodities that we had previously. It's also an indication of less long side investment and speculation in crude oil. It's also the softness of the and also precious metals, I should add. It's also an indication via the industrial metals that global GDP growth is slower than many governments would clearly like it to be. I mean, is there an economy out there that's overheating right now? No, is the short answer to that. So those are all factors that can contribute to this corrective phase being extended for stock markets. That's the nature of markets. Often you go through these long, sort of ranging, not particularly interesting periods. There are always interesting things that are going on among individual sectors and equities or commodities or currencies. But overall, you tend to get a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and that eventually is resolved by an explosive demand dominated if it's to the upside, or supply dominated if it's the downside move. So that the big trending moves, in which if we happen to be on the right side of them, which is our objective, that make the real profits, those occur relatively infrequently relative to all the to-ing and fro-ing, as I described it, ranging, which sets the conditions up for one of those more explosive moves. So we're in the ranging phase, and it's going to go on for a while, in my opinion. But all the while, we do have a GDP, global GDP growth taking place, and there are more countries that are actually growing, albeit modestly, relative to what we've seen in earlier decade in earlier years over the last decade. So growing modestly, but growing nonetheless. And companies, particularly the autonomies, which we like so much, showing really very good profits growth, and also being in a position to raise dividends. So their valuations have actually been coming down during this long valuation contraction phase overall. And that's quite a positive development. And then because global GDP growth has slowed, and because commodity prices have eased back, that makes it easier for central banks to ease back on tighter monetary conditions and stimulate, should they wish to do so. So that will, in time, set us up for a resumption of the cyclical bull markets. And I think those are quite likely to be led by growth economies such as China. And I think Wall Street will fully participate in that. And so you'd have two leash effects to the plus side, and it could be very attractive. Now, how many more weeks or possibly months we have to wait for that to take place, I don't really know, and neither does anybody else. But that upward next upward move is not going to start in the very short term. So that's what we have. It's a good time to continue to do our research, review our charts. Owen's covered a number of autonomies that have actually seen their mean reversions and are looking at much more interesting levels in here. And overall, we feel that the valuations are sufficiently attractive. So when you see a share that you like that's had a mean reversion pullback, that's a time to start nibbling once again. And conversely, when some of these things accelerate well up away from their trend means, it's a good time to lighten up, or at least put in a stop to lock in most of the additional gain, and to enable you to then hold on to your profits and then come back in if you wish once the mean reversion has actually taken place. In currencies, not much going on here today. I didn't mention that in the review. The dollar is marginally steady. Euro has fallen back to 131.49, having been a cent higher for a while yesterday. Sterling's pulled down a little bit, 161.78. The Aussie's down to 102.60. But overall, this is range bound, and I think we will see more than that. Now, just to return to those commodities for a minute, I think this CME news is unlikely to affect the commodity markets for more than a day or two. In other words, higher margin requirements, you get a knee-jerk response to the downside, as we've seen in the past when individual commodities saw margin requirements lifted. But most of that will have played out here today, and most of that influence, in other words, will have played out here today and maybe tomorrow, possibly carrying into next week. But by By the middle to latter part of next week, I would think that it'll no longer be a factor. And what will be a factor, though, is the actual demand versus supply for that commodity from producers and consumers. That'll be more important than the speculative activity overall. And therefore, further weakness would be reflecting the slowdown in demand, particularly. And conversely, when we next eventually see renewed upward dynamics in commodities, that will be an early indicator of a pickup in global GDP growth. That won't happen overnight, but we may see it towards the latter part of this year. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.